Are you hearing that ringing, or is that just in my ears?
I think that must be just you.
Last night, I was able to sneak into the surprise show for Jack White at High Noon Saloon. It wasn't for him, it was him.
Yeah, it was announced like shortly before noon. The tickets went on sale at 1 o'clock. You had to register in advance for a chance to buy tickets. It was a big, exciting thing for Jack White fans, and not that many people got in because it's not that huge of a venue. He's doing these all over the country.
The night before, he was at First Avenue in Minneapolis, and that they said he joked that this was that it was a giant stadium because they hold like 1,500 people. But it was tight. But oh my God, he got on the stage just after nine, and he played the first note and didn't stop until it was over, and it went till close to 11 o'clock, and he just. Like,
walk. Did he stop and talk or say anything?
No, barely.
Really?
Well, he said, I mean, as the next song was starting, for a second, he talked about how he was supposed to go to high school here or something like that, but it didn't work out, but he was happy to be here. And it just, oh my God, I'm exhausted. And
okay,
I was just watching the show.
Okay, old man.
But it was incredible. Sorry, I don't mean to be like, I got to go. But I just have to like, hats off to Jack White. And I think it's so funny how we used to think like, oh my God, Mick Jagger. Look at him, he's 55 and he's still rocking. Jack White's 49. I mean, and you know, he's going till 80.
Just wait till he's 82.
Yeah, exactly. And just to see the High Noon Saloon so full and rocking. I mean, Kitty and I have had a few events at the High Noon Saloon.
Comparatively, I'm sure they were just as energy filled.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, let's go with that. All right, perfect.